7.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition of our show. And this is Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can hear Free Talk Live every single night of the week. We are a seven night a week show, and our website is freetalklive.com, where you'll find all kinds of cool features. But if you're wondering how to tune in to Free Talk Live, there's multiple different ways. So we have radio affiliates, we have an internet stream, we even have a cam where you can watch a video feed of the show, and not to mention we're on XM and on all kinds of other places, satellite radio too. And so you can find all the different ways you can listen to Free Talk Live at listen.freetalklive.com. And our number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE as we kick off the second hour of tonight's program. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. That's our Skype handle. And I think we're going to continue the discussion from hour one of the show. We didn't really get to dig into the meat of this article that Brian brought in tonight, a really interesting article about who will build the roads, the sort of perennial libertarian question that often we get asked here on Free Talk Live. Well, in Cairo, apparently, government is not building the roads to serve most of the people. It's really for like a few people to be able to flee the city, to get out of the city. And so what are people doing? Ordinary people, they're kind of building their own do-it-yourself on-ramps out of trash and gravel and stuff, which I think is really, really interesting.
It doesn't sound like Interstate 95 or anything like that.
Right.
But I've always found that particular question is, if we didn't have the, a monopoly, I don't say the government, but if we didn't have the state, an organization that claims a monopoly in certain areas, and the monopoly that they have in roads, you can build your own road currently. But they have the advantage.
There are parking lots. Most parking lots are privately built.
Well, there's private roads, too,
yeah.
But they often will work with governments. And there's private roads on, say, large... Disney World's a great example. Mm-hmm. They have a very large piece of property there.
Yeah,
even there's all kinds of roads there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, obviously, putting pavement on the ground isn't the issue. We can do that in all kinds of different ways. But the real issue is do you believe that a road can get put from here to wherever you want to go, whether it's the next city or the next country, without forcing people through eminent domain to give up their property? And I'm going to tell you that it can. Road, there's no road that runs straight from Manchester, New Hampshire to Orlando, Florida. They kind of go zigzag and move around a little bit.
Right.
Now, 95 is a real nice road once you get south of Washington, D.C., but, north of that, the governments have taken it over, and it's got all kinds of tolls. These interstates weren't supposed to have tolls, but you work for the government, you do whatever you want.
Well, they weren't supposed to have tolls. They were supposed to be a way to get tanks around, weren't they?
Not tanks, but, troop transports. Obviously the rest of us got to use them.
Yeah.
And they're great. Interstates are great. I wouldn't claim otherwise. But it's, when you look at these things, to think that somehow or another I couldn't figure out how to get a road from here to wherever without taking people's property at some lower value than they would want to sell it. Look, eminent domain doesn't need to be used if you're offering people more than they wanted for their property anyway. You only need to use eminent domain when you want to offer less than what somebody wants for their property.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure, there's always the cantankerous old codger out there that says, it's worth twice that! And maybe it is and maybe it's not. I don't know. But he's allowed to think that. Either it's a free country or it's not. And
you don't get to just take someone's house.
Right. You can come up with all kinds of contingencies. When you purchase a piece of property, there's contingencies. If I get bank financing,
right.
If this happens, if the
other house sells, yeah.
If it passes inspection, there's contingencies. You can make an offer on someone's property and say, if there isn't some old codger that wants too much for his property, and if not, you're making contingencies on another route.
Right.
So this is what they call, as I understand, it's called auction theory. It's not that complicated, and you don't need to steal people's property from them to put concrete on the ground.
There's another word. Is it easements? Or some other word. I can't remember the terminology. But
easement's like that piece of property that the government claims to own.
Are you talking about
rights of way?
No, it's basically like you are buying from someone, you're offering them some amount of money for the option to purchase their property for another amount of money later if certain conditions are met.
Sounds like a put.
Okay, we can call it that.
Okay.
But, I mean, the point that you were making, Mark, is that there are ways to handle this in a voluntary fashion. We don't have to use the force of government to just take people's houses by brute force to build a road through wherever they want to. And, you know, it reminds me of the story of the railways that were being laid in the U.S. over the... It was in the robber baron era. When was that exactly?
I love how they call this era robber baron era.
Right. Because it's kind of a misnomer because actually...
I know where the robber barons are. They work in Washington, D.C.
Right. But yeah, I mean, this was in, what, the 1800s?
Late 1800s. Almost all the railroad track from here to there was laid privately. Yes. Yes, there were some government incentives in some cases, but those were the bad tracks.
That's what I was going to say, because what happened was the government offered incentives for companies to build rail, to lay down rail, and they paid people. Actually, the incentive structure was based on how many feet of rail were laid,
mm-hmm.
and how dangerous were the places that they were going through. So you got extra subsidies for doing things that were really dangerous, like, for instance, going through a mountain or going up the side of a mountain,
right.
or something that people didn't normally want to do. So the incentive that was created for that was that the companies that were taking all these government subsidies were winding the railway to be less efficient so they could lay down more feet of track and
yep.
get more money.
In the flat areas.
The mountain.
Right. Because it's easier to wind railroad through flat areas.
Yeah, just to game the system. Whereas the there were some people who were called robber barons, like J.J. Hill, I believe, was the one that
I studied it
about.
A couple of years ago. It's been a while now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there was at least, you know, several companies who refused to take government subsidies, and what they did was laid their track really efficiently and found ways to get around the dangerous parts so they wouldn't have to do things like go through mountains, and they just let the profit motive, I guess, drive their decisions, and they had the most efficient railways, and they ran the other ones out of business in the
end.
Surprise,
surprise.
Yeah.
Well, an interesting thing's happening in Cairo as well, not just the roads, but now the houses. You know, you have all these people complaining because there's apparently, at least according to this writer for the New York Times, is saying that Cairo is essentially in a state of lawlessness. Okay, and...
Right, they got a government, but they're in a state of lawlessness.
Did they use the A word?
No,
okay.
No, and I wouldn't use it in such a derogatory fashion.
Right.
But, what's happening is that these people live in very, like, old houses. Cairo's a very old city, obviously.
Sure.
It's one of the oldest on planet Earth. And what's, like, there's these, companies coming in, illegally demolishing buildings, but they're paying the occupants, you know, the owners of these homes. You know, then this is totally voluntary. There's no government involvement here. There's like, here, you know, you can take this,
right.
and then you get an apartment. Cause
you haven't got a permit to destroy this building,
right.
but everybody's been paid.
Right, and they're making new apartments for them to live in, and then the people that belong to get first dibs. And there's this incredible voluntary interaction going on there where it's not, okay, the government's not there, the corporations are going to take over everything. No, that's not what's happening. They're actually making... The government wasn't funding Cairo's development anyway. That's one of the main thrusts of this article. But then as soon as it's gone, people are developing now. They're building apartment homes for people that live in, like, you know, there's like homes where there's three families living inside the same room and all that stuff. And all that's changing. Now, unfortunately, this is from the New York Times, so there's kind of a liberal bent, and they're complaining about that, oddly enough.
How dare these people try to get out of poverty?
Yeah, because exactly.
You think liberals would like that, right?
You would think, but no, their complaint is that it's being done illegally.
Which, oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Come on.
Which tells the story. But it's so funny that the government never laid down a dime, didn't even let them access this beautiful new 45-mile-long road that they built. And yet as soon as they're out of the picture, they're building ramps, the people themselves are building ramps, and that they're getting new apartments, the whole business.
Wow. So, I mean, my question for you out there listening to our show is, what do you think, what kinds of innovations, what would you do in a city where the government had kind of abandoned the people? What kinds of things would you build? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us tonight at 855-453. That's 855-450-FREE. One more time, we let you bring up anything that's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. as long as it's radio appropriate, like we said earlier. And, you know, we're really open to talking about any topic you want to discuss. So take control of the airwaves. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. That's our Skype handle.
We are going to be in San Jose next month.
Yes, we, all of us.
Yes.
I just got my plane tickets today, Mark.
From May 17th to the 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. This is the Bitcoin conference, and I believe that 2013 really is going to be the year of the Bitcoin, that many advances are going to be made this year, many exciting new milestones will be reached, and the people that get in early are often those that make the most money. I'm not saying
there's
it's a guarantee.
Time to get in early.
Yeah,
we're still early on the adoption curve of Bitcoin.
If you're interested in Bitcoins and as excited about Bitcoins as I am, you should be at Bitcoin 2013. You can go to Bitcoin2013.com and get registered. There'll be pioneers from Coinbase, Tradehill, NerdTribe, Facebook, BitInstant, BitPay,
Free Talk Live,
Free Talk Live, Free Aid, all kinds of organizations. Even antiwar.com will be there speaking, which I'm excited about hearing Angela give her speech. Bitcoin2013.com. This is a convention, a conference for the bold. So seize the future of payments. Sign up now at Bitcoin2013.com.
Right on. Okay, one more time. Our number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Bring up what's on your mind. And let's talk to Steve right now, listening in North Dakota. Hey, Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello there, Dr. Murphy.
Oh, hello. Thank you.
Congratulations, by the way. I heard that on the podcast. It's pretty awesome that you...
It is really awesome, yeah.
Appreciate that. For listeners who aren't familiar, I just got my PhD.
You are
a
scientist.
That's really awesome.
Thank you.
So I wanted to add some supplemental information to what you were talking about, the railroads. I'm driving in my truck right now. In fact, I'm driving on a pretty crummy government road, by the way.
What a surprise.
Exactly. Well, I can't. If there's some background noise, that's what it is.
But, I blame the government for all the background noise in everybody's call.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, the point being, I don't have my computer, so I'm going off of memory what I'm going to say. If it's not exactly right, it's at least at the ballpark.
Okay.
James G. Hill indeed did, his was a privately built railroad up to, I believe, Seattle is where he went to. And, in fact, I've taken that railroad many times on Amtrak before. And there is one point where you go about 4 miles out of the way and then back onto the route you were on, because there was an old codger way back when who refused to sell, and James G. Hill just built around.
Wow.
And James G. Hill, by the way, made some deals with the Indians to go across their land, whereas the other subsidized railroads called in the Army, and the Army went and slaughtered the Indians.
Wow.
Made their own kind of deal.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Exactly. Yeah, they made a deal of their own. And James G. Hill's railroads, by the way, are still in operation. Unfortunately, they've been taken over by the government since then. And James G. Hill was so successful against the government-subsidized competitors of his, they put them all out of business or threatened their profitability. And so what did they do? Well, they called him on the carpet for what's that law now? See, I can't think of it right now. Where are you anti-competitive?
Antitrust.
Antitrust, yeah. And I believe that's how he was put out of business. You might want to Google it. I can't remember exactly, but I believe that's when he was put out of business.
Right. Basically, if you don't go, don't use your little friends, don't make friends in the government, and don't use them. The history is just full of people that were providing great services, doing great things that, were driven out of business.
Yeah, they got legislated out of business, literally. That's why they want all these guys at Washington.
Wow, and if he was so evil and his railroad was so bad, how come the government uses it now?
Exactly, yeah. And not only that, you were exactly correct when you talked about how the subsidized railroads were paid by the mile or by the foot or something like that, so they were incentivized that way to build the most, these roundabout complex ways of getting to various places. And not only that, a lot of the places that they went to were these podunk areas that a particular powerful congressman who had friends in the railroad industry had bought some land. Some congressman buys land, and then he uses his influence to sort of strong-arm the railroads into building railroads over to his, you know.
Now, wait a second, Steve. We've seen how Congress reacts when it comes to, say, insider trading. That they really put the hammer down on themselves when it comes to these kind of situations. It's not like they just got rid of all the insider trading laws and made sure that they didn't apply to Congress last week.
Yeah.
I mean, well, obviously, when you please, how obviously, when you give somebody the power to legislate, they're going to use that power to enrich themselves.
And you,
not
right,
everybody, well, but the vast majority of them.
Oh, sure. And it's so funny because as far as them with doing insider trading, I mean, most, you know, I do stuff in the stock market myself, and I always go with government contracts. I know that's an easy stock to buy. And now they're to the point where, like, they can just lay out their own money and they can't get, you know, they can't get any laws set against them, or they can't get, you know, criminal charges for, you know, now they know and they can buy in. I mean, this is madness. It's a totally fixed game.
When you're sitting in these committees, you know that there's information that the general public doesn't have access to passing back and forth. And all they have to do is when they take the recess or go to the potty break, they make a little call to their lawyer and you know, I mean, and people seem, somehow or another, people know these people are crooks, but they think that we can't do it without them.
Right. We need them.
We need a revamping of this system badly.
Right. Well, and then they also will investigate themselves and determine that they didn't do anything wrong. I mean, there's a reason why we don't let school. Yeah, there's a reason why we don't let school kids grade their own homework, you know.
Right. So. Yes, Steve. Thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts, especially about the so-called robber barons. I think there's a talk actually by Tom Woods. I wonder if Steve was going to mention the same talk, because I'm pretty sure it's Tom Woods, because he's a historian, mm-hmm. and he's written about this, and he talks about, you know, why the robber barons aren't actually evil like we're led to believe in school and stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's one of so many of these things that you didn't know about, or, you know, you read about, or just not the truth. They're the wild, wild west. Not wild.
Not so wild.
Right, not wild.
Murder
Very
rate
boring,
was lower
actually.
Than New York City today, right?
A tenth.
Yeah.
A tenth of, if they took, I think it was 10 different towns in the Wild West, including Dodge City, and I can't remember what the rest of them were.
Notorious, right?
Right. Notorious towns.
Yeah.
And they took all the murder rates and put all the numbers together. And then compared it to New York City, Baltimore, and
Chicago,
several other towns
in
the United States, and they found, I think it was a 27th, as 1/27th as dangerous in the Wild West as Baltimore, and 1/10th as dangerous as New York City. And this was back after New York City was cleaned up.
What can you say about that, really? But if you want to talk about the Wild West or the robber barons or anything else that's on your mind, 855-450-FREE is our phone number, or LRN.FM on Skype. Coming up, I think we're going to discuss a new rule that applies to only Muslim nurses in the UK. It's Free Talk Live.
Life.
'Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. I am Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call our show, Free Talk Live, at 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that's on your mind. One more time, that's 855-450-FREE. You can also get in touch with us on Skype. LRN.FM is our contact name on Skype.
So I mentioned that there's a little bit of stored food at my house because, you know, you never know what's going to happen as far as this emergency situation goes. And what I've got is the Legacy Premium brand. I was convinced by the Legacy Premium brand by looking at a comparison chart between them and other companies. Some of the things that distinguish the Legacy Premium brand from other food manufacturers is they're the only one that's 100% GMO-free. They're the only one that's MSG-free. And that's really important to my wife is the MSG portion. They're the only one that's artificial flavor-free, the only one that's preservative-free. She's also concerned about artificial flavors. And they're $1.50 a meal. If you were just looking at price, the Legacy Premium brand is an easy choice because it's about half of what all the other competitors are on average and a lot less than some of the major brands in the stored food industry. If you go to food.freetalklive.com, you can see the comparison chart I'm talking about. It's a little abbreviated from the one I saw originally, but it hits the high points. Another important aspect is they've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. A lot of these store foods, they're not going to last the 25 years they say they're going to last because they're not really made to. They're just made to sell you stored food.
Hey, all you got to do is get somebody to buy it, and then 25 years later when their food is still,
tough.
Yeah, tough for them.
Vegetarian and gluten-free options, free shipping on all orders. It's food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart that convinced me and see if it convinces you. Food.freetalklive.com.
Okay, our number one more time, 855. 450 free here on the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Let's go right to the phones, gentlemen, and talk to John, listening in North Carolina. Hey, John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I wanted to tell you a story about another southern gentleman. I think he was a conservative Republican, not quite sure, another captain of industry. This guy's name is Flagler. You ever heard of Flagler Railroad in Florida?
I know that there's a county named after him, and didn't he set up Homestead, Florida, too? It was way down there.
Yeah, well, great. Yeah, Homestead's a great agricultural place. I mean, that's where the United States food supply is grown in the winter months is down there. That's what feeds most of America. In fact, there's a great bumper sticker that says, "Don't gripe about the farmer when you get your mouth full," you know?
So what did Flagler do?
Yeah, I wanted to tell you about this. Like I said, this guy was a great southern gentleman. The Flagler East Coast Railroad runs from, like, Miami up to Jacksonville. Of course, it parallels I-95 if you look at the map, because it's close to all the towns that are close to the Atlantic Ocean. Well, anyway, Flagler, he wanted to buy land in a lot of communities where the black folk lived, and the black folk didn't want to sell because where were they going to go? That was their home. They didn't, you know, they weren't interested in moving. Well, like I said, this guy was a real southern gentleman. So what he'd do is he'd hire Ringling Brothers to come to town for a weekend. Then he'd give his henchmen all these free tickets to go into the black communities and pass out all these tickets for all the black folk to go to the circus for free. Then, of course, while they're at the circus enjoying themselves, the henchmen would be in their neighborhoods burning their houses down. So then Flagler would come in and buy them for 10 cents, buy the property for, like, 10 cents on the dollar. But
that's horrifying.
That is horrifying.
Yeah,
are you being sarcastic?
Clearly.
I think this guy was a conservative Republican, you know? Yeah, really.
But anybody could have done that, though. I mean, it doesn't matter what one's...
I'm guessing the word Republican didn't really mean the same thing back then as it does today. But
some things are the same, some things are different.
You know, I was in the post office two weekends ago, and there were, like, people in their 60s and 70s out there with big signs talking about Wells Fargo, how they had made $49 billion and paid zero tax to the federal government.
Wow.
That's the trouble. That's the trouble of this country, is that the rich don't pay their fair share. They're cheats.
Well, let me ask you this, though. When has government ever been separated from the wealth? When has wealth ever been separated from power? Because that's what often people want to do, is they want to separate wealth from power, and somehow that's going to make things fair. But I don't think it's ever happened, and I don't think it's ever gonna. Because you have to ask the powerful to please stop taking the money from the wealthy and do what's right.
Yeah.
And you have to ask the wealthy, please stop being powerful and let do what's right. And these people aren't going to stop.
Well, Ross, you got to think for yourself and figure out a way how to skirt around all of them and protect yourself and get as much as you can all the time, no matter what it takes. Lying.
That sounds like what Flagler was doing.
Oh, like I said, he was a southern gentleman, wasn't he?
Well, I it doesn't sound very gentlemanly to me, I'm not going to besmirch people from the South. I'm from the South.
I was being sarcastic.
I got you, right. But, you know, I'm from the South.
Right, but you don't own a railroad. You weren't going in and killing people and taking their property for nothing so that you could run your railroad from the South all the way up north.
I got you.
Right. Well, in the previous story, the J.J. Hill, who was not taking the government subsidies, made voluntary deals with the Native Americans instead of going and killing them like the person who was using the government subsidies. So maybe there's a different example there. I mean, to me, in what I see a lot of times when I look around today is a lot of what people might refer to as capitalism, but it's really more like cronyism. You know, it's like these large companies are getting a lot of favors from the government because, you know, there's often a revolving door. They work in government and they work in big industry and they're scratching each other's backs. There's a lot of favors changing hands. And it's hard to separate those two. But the state or the government is what enables these companies to get away with things that hurt people,
well,
I think.
It's important to point out, though, too, that it's not like this country was ever, like, ever had that perfect balance, supposedly, between wealth and government.
Right.
Because you take a case like Alexis de Tocqueville, who wrote Democracy in America, and this was 200 years ago, and he said, look, I know, he described what was going to happen. He said, you know, eventually the wealthy here, they're just not going to let anyone else become wealthy because the government's going to just legislate to where they can't. And now you can guess if you want whether or not that's, I mean, I think that's happened to some degree. And I'm not against the wealthy by any means. But, I mean, my point is that he saw that this would happen, that these kind of things would occur 200 years ago when the country was first founded. So it's not like this, it's not like this country was ever perfect. That's the only thing I ever like to point out when these things kind of come.
Yeah, I wish I could have been around back in the late 1800s. I would have, that's, that was my time zone. That's where I, when I should have been born. I would have had a field day.
What would you have done?
What
do you think you would have done if you lived at that time, John?
I would have been a bank and a train robber.
A train robber.
No, no hesitation. Yeah, that's right.
John, thank you for calling tonight. Appreciate your thoughts.
There's always banks. Why are you waiting for trains? They don't even move.
Yeah, right.
You want to rob something, they're out there.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's a terrible idea. And you will, you know, in the 1880s, you would have hung, and today you'll go to prison.
Yeah. Brian, I really appreciate you pointing that out about, you know, we have to be careful, essentially, not to romanticize these times in the past and say, oh, it was a perfect time and everybody was so happy. Well, no, like if you were black, if you were a woman, if you're a Native American, if you're a child, your life probably wasn't so great back then. But we can definitely at least, you know, maybe look at those cases where the government was, you know, for instance, subsidizing railroads and see how it changed the incentives, you know, because business, there are, you know, there is an incentive at least to serve the customers, right? Mm-hmm. And some people may disagree with certain business.
In some cases. In other ways, those incentives are perverse. But oftentimes, the perversions come because of the distortions in the marketplace from the state. The state, almost always, you can drive these things back. Sure, there are certain circumstances where people will need to be held account in some kind of, you know, independent arbitration organizations, but most of the time you can drive it back to the state.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE if you want to get in touch with us. You have some thoughts on Robert Barron's or anything else that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype right here on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, It may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Glad that you're here with us. And I want to give you the phone number in case you have something on your mind tonight. A burning question, even a relationship issue, because we do like the more personal stuff here on Free Talk Live. Or if you want to talk about something like robber barons, that's fine, too.
Well, that's kind of what your show is that you do,
yeah.
Your independent show.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, I actually have my own podcast, and it's also broadcast live on Friday nights. It's called Pork Therapy. It's pork like a porcupine, and you can find it at porctherapy.com, where you can, you know, subscribe to my podcast feed. And by the way, if you've been enjoying the talk about bitcoins tonight, I want to let you know that I've also been part of a new project recently. I've been appearing as a co-host on a show called Let's Talk Bitcoin.
Oh.
And if you search for Let's Talk Bitcoin, you can find that. I've been really pleased with that project so far.
I've noticed that there's some Bitcoin podcasts coming out, and it's interesting. You know, there's something to be learned there.
It's been getting great reception so far. Like, there are a lot of people who really want to listen to a show where all they do is talk about bitcoins. And
people complaining about it on Free Talk Live. You talk about bitcoins too much.
Well, some people love it. We don't hear from them, right?
Well, you hear back and forth. I believe bitcoins are a solution to a problem.
Yeah.
We used to get the complaint, you always talk about the Free State Project. Well, we still talk about the Free State Project, probably just as much as we did before. But we talk about things that are solutions to problems in the area of liberty.
Right.
What oftentimes it seems like people want is for us to just point out where the government messes up. And that's easy, and we certainly do it. But you've got to have solutions to these problems, or you're just a harpy screaming about, you know, complaining.
I love it when you scream, Mark.
You know, something I like that Ian always mentions is that he wishes he could, you know, deliver more good news on the radio, you know, not always all this bad news and everything. And that's one of the things I do like about Bitcoin, is that it's good news most of the time. You know, it's like, yeah, no, this is bringing on solutions.
Here's some more good news about Bitcoin. BitcoinStore.com has got more than 500,000 items available for you to purchase right now. A lot of them are consumer electronics. There's a lot of computer parts. So, you know, got interests in the area of computery stuff? They've got it at BitcoinStore.com. And they've likely got it at a lower price than you're going to be able to find it anywhere else on the Internet. That's because they've got a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro. If you want to take advantage of this, there is a catch. The catch is you must purchase with bitcoins at bitcoinstore.com. They don't accept U.S. dollars or Russian rubles or whatever it is, these government currencies of death that you might want.
Can you say moose and squirrel in that voice?
The moose and the squirrel.
They
love the bitcoins.
Yes.
Go to bitcoinstore.com and load up on that mooses and squirrels. Whenever
Bullwinkle loves Bitcoin.
I've got this motion detector on my property. I have motion detectors on my property. And the intention is to know, you know, when people are coming up certain little areas and things like that. But they sometimes will get set off by, I don't know, nothing. I've taken to referring to that as Moosifer. Because I don't know, whatever it is, it's a malevolent, like, it upsets me that things are setting off my motion detectors.
See, I would have thought you would take it as incontrovertible proof that Sasquatch exists and he is in your backyard.
I keep looking.
Yeah. 855.
The truth is out there.
450 free. You can talk to Mark about Sasquatch or anything else that's.
And it's wrapped in a whole bunch of bullcrap.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we've got a call on Skype, gentlemen. Let's talk to Boiler Room, calling in on Skype. Hey, Boiler Room, what's on your mind?
I'd like to ask the good doctor if she's going to allow the TSA to grope her on her upcoming trip, or if you're going to film the groping.
Oh my, that's a very personal question. No, I actually choose to go through the scanners rather than be touched by someone. I don't look at it as much of a choice, but I also don't want to drive to California, and so I basically put up with it.
Yeah.
Unhappily.
Hard choice.
I know Ian always goes for the groping. I have decided with the millimeter wave machines that I'm happier than the backscatter machines, what I've read on
them. I thought
them.
They were removing those machines, though. Didn't the TSA decide that they weren't effective and they were going to remove them all?
I thought that was something. The backscatter machines that they were removing, but they were going to keep the millimeter wave machines. Am I behind the times on this one?
I don't know.
No, I think it's the backscatters that's going away.
Okay.
Yeah, we actually talked about it on a Sunday show once.
Yeah, so
hard to keep up with all their.
It is.
And it just shows how arbitrary it is because, you know, first you had to take off your shoes. Now they're saying under 12 or over 65, you don't have to take off your shoes. You know,
you're going to try to get a 3-inch knife on?
I don't usually.
Not yet. They won't allow this on yet.
Yeah.
But I have.
But Mark has taken,
accidentally brought on, like, pepper spray and all kinds of things.
Right.
You know, I travel enough times that. And I'm absent minded enough that I've just brought all kinds of things on it. It amazes me what they miss.
You know that on a cross-country trip like that, you're going to be drawing a lot of radiation just from the atmosphere.
There certainly is radiation.
Going through the back scan beforehand, just like adding to the. I don't know, death rate.
Right. Well, yeah, there is radiation up in the atmosphere when you go on a plane. I've heard that a cross-continent flight across the, you know, North America basically is as much radiation as a chest x-ray. And from what they were publishing, I guess what the government was saying, which I don't really trust, they were saying it was about one, you know, 10,000th of that, but I'm not sure if that's accurate because they've never really done medical testing on those backscatter machines. They weren't approved by the FDA. In fact, a couple of times there were news reports that came out saying the radiation was much higher than they had initially said that they...
Well, I worried about most of the TSA agents.
Yeah, go ahead, Boiler.
I was just going to say that's why a lot of the TSA inspectors are coming down with cancer now.
Is that right?
A lot of the ones that have been running the machines since they first implemented them, you know.
I haven't seen the reports, but those are the people that I would worry about the most.
Yeah.
You also have to consider, Doctor, that the Fukushima radiation is pretty high up in the atmosphere, too. So just kind of add that in to the mix.
Sure. It's going to radiate through the plane? I guess it suppose it could.
So are you saying, Boiler Room, that you would not be willing to take a flight?
No, I'm not going to fly ever again.
Okay. You know, a lot of people I know
a long way
made
from,
that choice.
From New Hampshire to San Jose, California.
You know, I think I would, if there were driverless cars, you know, if there were Google cars, I would love to do that instead of fly. But
well, why not, if there's more than one of you going, why not get pool in on a motorhome and, you know, share the trip?
Man,
those take a month.
those motorhomes that you rent are not cheap.
Yeah, but it sounds like it could be fun. It's just.
And I'm not staying in the same motorhome as Brian and Stephanie. They're like minxes.
Well, that's true.
There were two conversations going on. To address Boiler Room's question, it was about $600 for the plane ticket.
Well, I imagine if there was a couple of you going, you could probably rent a motorhome for about $1,000.
I don't know. I'd have to check on it. Yeah. I remember looking and going, whoa.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the human body does have mechanisms to deal with radiation. Like, obviously, we weren't evolving as cave people going up and flying around the atmosphere. But, you know, your body
so
can
you
handle
say.
It once in a while. It's when it's chronic, you know, when you're chronically exposed to radiation. And it's hard because there's not really very accurate ways of knowing how much radiation one gets exposed to on a daily basis, right? So, and I mean, a lot of people fly cross country all the time, right? And they're pretty much fine. But yeah, I guess that's something to be aware of.
Well, if I were you to just kind of educate yourself on it, buy yourself a rad meter, Google.
They don't pick up everything,
still,
though. If radiation
well,
no,
that's
counters,
true. But
yeah.
I mean, there's some pretty high tech machines out there now that you can get for a couple hundred dollars that, you know, that will tell you what you're getting, you know. And then I would Google background radiation levels from before 1940, if you can still find the sheets. Some of them are out there. Some of them are hard to find. They've been scrubbing them off the web, you know, because the government keeps upping the allowable amounts of radiation.
How do they scrub something off the web?
Find all the sites that are linked to it and eliminate those sites, you know, or eliminate the links that are going to them.
Probably government documents that the government was, like, serving out, right, that they stopped serving out. Is that right?
Correct.
But, I mean, Obama said, please don't take, you know, release pictures of me with a gun or something like that. And, I mean, poof, they're everywhere.
Yeah. Well, if it's viral enough, they can't do it. But
right.
Google
but,
has played along at times where they said, look, we don't want these certain sites to show up on searches. And so they didn't. Google wouldn't delete the websites, but they certainly wouldn't allow it to.
They'd redirect your words. Yeah, when
something
you type
like
your words
that.
Into the search engine, they'd just redirect it to a non-existing site.
Right, but certainly if something were viral enough, no, it, you know, nobody could get rid of all of it. But
right.
But it is possible.
So, Boiler Room, before 1940, are you saying that it's basically from nuclear weapons testing that there's more radiation in the environment? Nuclear
waste? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Background radiation back then was almost nil. Unless you were, you know, walking through a uranium field or, you know what I mean, where it was naturally coming out of the ground.
Aren't we living longer than we ever have before, though?
Yeah, there could be so many different factors in that, though.
Maybe the United States, but
actually,
pretty sure there's other ethnicities that live a lot longer than we do.
I think the lifespan is getting shorter. People blame obesity and stuff. But thanks for calling Boiler Room. Appreciate your thoughts.
You.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We're coming up here in hour three.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.